We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, Brandon Peoples and Dennis Butler, Riley County Police Department Director, joining us here this morning. The law board met yesterday and kind of threw me off, but I know why you met yesterday. The Monday was Martin Luther King Day, so typically that would be when you're meeting. I think this month and next month the meeting dates are a little different. And in fact, there will be a different location next month as well.
Yes, next month we're going to be at the Ogden Community Center on Willow Street. At least since I've been here, the law board has made an effort to meet in other parts of the county to give those residents an opportunity to come and participate in the meetings without having to come into Manhattan. We'll probably meet at least in one other location later in the year that's yet to be determined.
All right. Yeah, it's a good opportunity for folks to be able to come out if they can. And your meetings are at noon, so a lot of people can go on their lunch break and visit and hear from what you guys have to discuss each month. Yesterday there was discussion on a memorandum of understanding with Kansas State University. I know this was a tabled item from November, but it was ultimately approved yesterday, and it has to do with jurisdictional boundaries, as I understand it.
Yes, it does. And the reason why it was tabled, I just want to touch on that real quickly. And I'm not sure if it's the Regents or if it's the state of Kansas, but there's an addendum that all KSU or university contracts have to have that have all sorts of scary language about the responsibility for certain things, having certain policies in place. And we have some law board members who weren't big fans of that. And there were a few other minor questions, too. So we went back and we met with legal counsel from all the participating parties and we discussed it. We actually came back with no changes recommended to the law board, acknowledging that these addendums go on all KSU contracts. Again, things on there that we don't like, but we think it's manageable. But in terms of the MOU in general, the purpose of this MOU is to help the K-State Police and our department work more effectively and efficiently together. Some people know this, but not all. The K-State campus has many facilities that are not on the main campus, but their police department's responsible for policing those or handling calls or taking reports if there's a crime. Occasionally, when you go back and forth, you might come across something else that needs some attention. Right now, K-State Police expected to call us, ask, can we handle this, or you need to come and handle this, and it just creates not the best service model to the citizens, and it just makes it easier for all of us to provide service in our communities without having those obstacles. And we're gonna give this a shot. It's an MOU that is being modified. There was one in place already, but it restricted K-State from doing those things. So I'm very optimistic about it. I think it'll work well.
Okay, we have a caller here on the line. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yes. I have a question for the director. This doesn't pertain to you, but I'm asking you a question as a professional lawman. I've observed that tape from Lawrence two or three times, and as I look at that and construe that, I see police officers there. Apparently, I'd say that there were several cases of battery. A gentleman picked up a chair, that'd be, I guess, aggravated battery. I don't hear of any arrests being made, and we're getting sanctioned for the games off. We're paying those kids scholarships. That was absolutely terrible, and I don't know if that same situation would be handled that way in Manhattan, Kansas, or not, but I think that might be the only thing you can comment on. If that happened here, and we had officers there, which we do, what would be your thought on that?
Well, I want to tell you this. Generally, it is my policy to not speculate about the actions or inactions of other law enforcement agencies when I don't have all of the information they have. For example, this particular case may still be under investigation. You also have to make sure that there is a victim that wants a prosecution. So those kinds of things may be going on right now. They may not be. I don't know. So it would be irresponsible for me to say what should happen based on what we saw on television. here. You heard me mention earlier that we will stand ready to assist K-State if they want increased presence. I hope that we won't see something like that here, but we're going to be prepared if there is. The basketball game is held in Bramlage. That's K-State jurisdiction, K-State police. But again, if they need our assistance in any way, we will stand ready to do that. Cases, any case, especially one involving violence, can sometimes be complicated. And it takes a lot of effort and expertise and experience to make sure it gets handled correctly. But all of that involves victims, witnesses, and parties that are willing to cooperate with us to make sure the right thing is done.
I think my biggest worry with an upcoming game would be the fan reaction more than anything, because the fans take it personally when something like that happens against their team. And, you know, who's to say what's going to happen the next matchup here? But, you know, we've seen it time and time before here. You know, fan interaction with players can lead to some pretty nasty situations.
You know, I hope everybody takes the high road when the game is here on February 29th. Our fans, their fans, everybody. I have a fan experience in many different venues, and I've seen misbehavior, often fueled by alcohol, that just is really disappointing when you're there for what you're there for. I would hope that because this was such a volatile situation, and sure, there's going to be tensions, but I hope there's a concerted effort on the part of the fan base here and the university to really welcome the Kansas University basketball team. I know that's a tall order for some people, and that we have a good, clean game that day.
Yeah. Well, moving on to back to law board stuff here yesterday, we talked a little bit about the MOU here. There was also a brief discussion on the firing range, and I know that the county commission approved a design build contract, if I remember that right. And so this kind of I don't know if it speeds up the process, but it's going to help you since you have a tight deadline to get moved in.
Yes, you are correct. The Board of County Commissioners did approve yesterday a design build approach to constructing the range. The main advantage, as I see it, is time. We are under a time crunch. We are going to be working with a company, a consultant, and a team to we have a general idea what we need and what we want, and we're going to work with them as we go without having to send out a set of plans for bid. This is not a common type of construction project to begin with. So they won't be sending it out for bid that way, and the county will be working with them and with us to make sure we at least get a basic qualification firing line in place before the end of the year. There will be other improvements to the property over time, but that's the main goal, is to get that qualification range up so we can keep our officers certified as required by Kansas law.
Do you anticipate you'll be able to, maybe not 100%, but you'll be able to use it here after that June 30th deadline?
It's possible. I don't think, I'm certain, the entire project will not be completed by then. There may be enough work done where we can at least go out there and get that basic qualification done that I mentioned earlier, and we're required to do that annually. So if we can do that, that'll be good. We have contingency plans in place to get our officers certified elsewhere. It's not easy. It involves some costs, and we'd rather not do that. So we're going to do our very best to get this thing up and running, at least the basics, by the end of June, so we can do it here.
All right. One other thing I can think of from the law board yesterday is the budget timeline here, and you had a kind of a change to that, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, when we first sent out the budget to the law board in the packet that we sent them that is published, we didn't allow enough time after notifying the public, which is required by law, of this is the budget that we are recommending for approval. So we didn't have enough time between the notice and the actual adoption. So we just had to make a slight modification to those dates to make sure we were in compliance with law.
Okay. Well, we got just a couple minutes left here. We should probably start collecting people's predictions. I don't know. Are you a Chiefs fan?
I am a Chiefs fan.
Do you have a prediction for the Super Bowl next week?
Well, if you're asking me who's going to win, I think it's pretty obvious who's going to win. Of course, it's going to be the Chiefs. I mean, we've got the best quarterback in the NFL. The defense is hitting their stride. They've been playing great the last several games, so I think we're in good shape.
I do, too. You know, it's going to be a tough game, though. I think we do have the two best teams left in football, but how great is it to finally see Kansas City after 50 years in the Super Bowl?
A dream come true for many people.
Dave's a big fan.
Maybe just a little bit. It was asked of me by, I think, Mitch Fortner earlier this week, if I remember when the Chiefs won the Super Bowl in 1970. Do you?
Well, in 1970, I was 10 years old, and I lived in Hawaii, and I have no recollection of the Chiefs winning that Super Bowl that year. About 3 years later, I moved to the D.C. area and became a Redskins fan because I moved all the time as a kid. Yeah. So as bad as they've been playing, I was there in the glory years when Joe Gibbs won three Super Bowls with three different quarterbacks, not in successive years. So I think he's the best coach the NFL's ever seen.
You know, that's a pretty interesting statement. Yeah. Hadn't thought about that with three different quarterbacks.
Yeah, you know, you get that great quarterback. I'm not saying it's easy to win Super Bowls. But, you know, most of the teams that have long runs or a collection of Super Bowls, you see that same quarterback. The fact that Joe Gibbs did that with not having that. And these were not household name quarterbacks either. Mm. Everybody knows Joe Theismann, but very few people remember
Doug Williams
or Mark Rippon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember watching the Super Bowl, and it was on a black and white TV, a Zenith.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds about right.
We got three channels back in those days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you and I must be about the same age.
Yeah, I think you got me by a year.
Okay.
So, because I was nine about that time. So, that's always fun.
I'm excited. I'm really optimistic the Chiefs are going to win, but they're going to have a tough game.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco's defense is salty. There's no doubt about that, so...
You know, I can't wait for the Kansas City Police Department to put out tweets saying, please, no crimes here today. We want to watch the Super Bowl, too.
Hopefully it works.
Yeah. Dennis Butler, we appreciate you coming out here. We'll talk to you again next month.
I love spending time with you all. Thank you.
All right. That'll do it here for In Focus today. And Dave, I'll throw it back to you.
All right. We got Blueville's Horticulture Hints coming up next. That will be Derek going to be sitting in with me here in the next hour in News Radio KMAN. The rest of the day includes the Rush Limbaugh Show from 11 to 2, Dan Patrick, the game this afternoon from 4 to 6, and then we've got Manhattan High basketball starting around 7:15, 7:30, depending on times with games prior at the TOC.